rest of the story. This is the story of a Marine Corps test pilot named Johnny, who answered his call to glory. He even distinguished himself and the Corps by setting a transcontinental supersonic speed record. And yet, in an era of records made to be broken, such glory is fleeting. There were plenty of young pilots yearning to taste it, and Johnny's prime was quickly passing. That considered, you may better understand why Johnny said yes to something so unglorious. One day, Johnny and his wife and children were shopping in Midtown Manhattan. They walked into a department store where a young lady and other customers seemed to be staring at them. This obvious attention made both Johnny and his wife uncomfortable, at least until the woman approached them and introduced herself. She was a staff member of the television game show called Name That Tune, sort of a talent scout. It was her job to find contestants for the show, and Johnny, she said, would be a perfect contestant. Well, the suggestion from a total stranger was remarkable, especially considering that Johnny really did have a knack for remembering tunes and their titles. Additionally tempting was the $25,000 grand prize, attainable by running a gauntlet of preliminary rounds. Not many people had done that. But Johnny and his family believed he could, so permission was received from his Marine superiors, and test pilot Johnny did go on the show. His team mate was a small boy named Eddie Hodges, a Cub Scout, in fact, and both appeared in their respective uniforms. Their contrasting similarity was interesting to watch, but their performance was awesome. The little boy knew the names of songs that few grown-ups knew. And Sky Jockey Johnny recalled song titles hardly anyone had heard of. Their success brought them back for another round the following week, and the week after that, and the one after that. And finally, after several weeks of success, Johnny and his tiny teammate faced their final round and went home with $25,000. As few in the program's history, they had retired undefeated and split the grand prize. Well, little Eddie Hodges went on to become a celebrity of sorts. The child actor in the Broadway musical, The Music Man, was he. And Johnny, some of his winnings purchased a home electric organ for his wife. The rest was set aside for his children's education. Personally, his life remained uncertain. 36 was pushing it for a test pilot. Even the New York Times, in an article about his recent speed record, had stated that Johnny was reaching the practical age limit for piloting complicated pieces of machinery through the air. Of course, how could the newspaper have anticipated that 5 years later, Johnny, Major John Glenn, would become the first American astronaut to orbit the Earth? And one thing more. The final Name That Tuned tune, which John Glenn guessed correctly, the one which won the grand prize, was the one entitled Straighten Up and Fly Right. And now you know the rest of the story.